We did it, ladies and gentlemen. Massive news. Vegan Booty, everybody's most hated vegan of all time, is now leaving Australia. After months and months in court, after declaring bankruptcy, after pissing off the entire city of Perth, Western Australia, Vegan Booty, Tash Peterson, is leaving. And ladies and gentlemen, the best part about it is twofold, okay? Number two, I'm going to get to that in a second. It's about what she's been posting online to help raise money to increase her funds that apparently didn't work because she's resorted to what I'm going to talk about first. First, she's begging for money. Yes, she has been begging for cash, panhandling on the streets. This is from news.com. Vegan activist Tash Peterson raising $30,000 to leave Australia after a defamation suit. That defamation suit was successful against her. It was from a Perth veterinarian clinic, and Tash Peterson went down there and said they were abusing animals and eating animals and all this crazy shit. And the judge found Tash guilty and said, yes, you did defame this vet and you did impede on their ability to make money, and you have to pay them this much. Tash said, I don't have that much, even though she's been making tens of thousands of dollars on the adult website that shan't be mentioned over the past couple of years, perhaps even hundreds of thousands, up to upwards of $400,000. She said she had no cash and filed for bankruptcy, which led us to this.
We are bankrupt and need $30,000 to get to the UK for the vegan camp out.
What the fuck is the vegan camp out? Okay, the vegan camp out is voted the UK's best vegan festival. Wow, that sounds like the fucking worst time of all time. Sustainable camping options, pre-pitched tents and camping shop by Circular Camping. Very nice. Very sustainable. Those plastic fucking tents look so sustainable. All right, we got Bosch. Is that the big fat dude? No, that's not Bosch. Not the fucking, that's the Chinese eating guy. He eats fucking Mongolian beef all day. Sarah Pascoe, comedian, author. I don't know you, Sarah. Kip Anderson, don't know you, Kip. Dale Vince, don't know you, Dale. Matt Pritchard, don't know him either. Hello. Zachary Bird, don't know you. Don't know you. Herbivore Hench, I know Herbivore Hench.
Heartless pretend comic Isaac Butterfield is back doing what he does best. Overreacting to kind people because they remind him just how bad of a person he actually is.
Cheap, lazy vegan, Tash Peterson, she's on the lineup. Wow. Okay, so it's going to be a real great festival, a really fantastic time. It looks as exciting as your grandma's yeast infection. I'm sure they're all going to have a great time.
Earlier this year, our passports were taken from us after being forced into bankruptcy due to a defamation case against us.
Our bankruptcy trustees have said that we have to pay $30,000 if we want to go to the UK.
Well, you're only forced into bankruptcy if you can't pay your debts.
So, because they're concerned, we're going to flee Australia for good. Because of this, we're trying to raise funds so that I can give my speech at the vegan camp out.
Are you insinuating that you might be coming back? This is fucking bullshit. The papers lied to me. The news has lied.
The only purpose of our trip is to speak up for non-human animals.
A big speech full of all the people that agree with your fucking flawed logic.
Under a few conditions, such as returning to Australia and giving our passports back, the bond will be returned back to us. If this is the case, all of your donations will go to Farm Transparency Project, the incredible team that created the documentary Dominion.
Oh, the leaders of the cult. How good.
We only have 1 week to raise the 30K. So if you want to support us, please head to the GoFundMe.
There you go. There you have it. $30,000. They need it so they can go over there and Tash can do her speech. We need to hear this speech. It's going to be so fucking amazing. I imagine it's going to be up there with Churchill's "We'll Fight Them on the Beaches" or Martin Luther King's Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech. I imagine it's going to be right up there, let me tell you that. Now, they got a lot of hate in the comment section of this, obviously, because they're begging for cash. They're not really doing anything for it. They're just asking, please give me money. The great thing about social media is people will help out if someone needs assistance, but you don't need help out here. You don't need to be there. You could do it via Zoom, Tash. And if you can't pay the money that you owe the people that you defamed, maybe I would think it's not as bad if you raise that money and instead of donating it to Dominion, you gave it to the fucking people you owe money to. Maybe that's a better way to handle it. But anyway, she got a lot of hate and they decided to post a second video.
Our GoFundMe for $30,000 to travel to the vegan campout has received a lot of backlash. In our fundraiser video, we explained that we are currently bankrupt.
I'm going to have a look at the GoFundMe after this video. I need to do that.
And in order to travel to the UK, our trustee has requested a $30,000
bond. Look at Jack's soul there. Jack Higgs, her boyfriend. Like, if you zoom in on that, he is like dead inside. He is so dead inside. He is so full of leafy greens that his entire body is just collapsing under itself. You poor fucking man. The power of the puss, ladies and gents.
To prevent us from fleeing Australia.
There are comments on this video expressing concern about the purpose of our travel and the large amount of money that we are requesting. Because of this, we would like to address five of the main...
30K is a lot of money, right? It's a fucking lot of money.
Concerns now and clear things up.
Number five, the fundraiser funds our travel and personal expenses. The 30K is not to fund our travel expenses. Our employer is paying for all expenses because it is a business trip.
Wow, I wonder how much you are getting paid. It looks like they got a big lineup. Maybe they have a bit of cash. I hope that some of that money you get paid goes to the veterinarian clinic that you define. But anyway, I imagine it won't.
This is not a holiday. It is an activism trip to speak at the vegan campout and partake in 2 months of animal rights activism in the UK.
2 months? 2 months? That sounds like a holiday to me, Tash, you fucking liar.
Number three, we are preaching to the choir by speaking at a vegan event. In 2023, when I last spoke at vegan campout, I spoke to thousands of people, and not all of them were vegan, and some of them actually became vegan because of my speech. However, the primary goal of my speech was to actually inspire vegans to become activists. A majority of the vegan community are not animal rights activists, and it's essential that we all become active to create more vegans.
God, that sounds creepy. If you replace the word vegans with anything there, it just sounds so fucking odd. It's very important that we bring more people into the fold so more of us become vegan. And if we can become vegan together, we can take over the world.
Number two, we could live stream the speech instead.
Yes.
Live streaming cannot replace being in person.
Live streaming cannot replace my 2 month holiday.
We will also be doing public outreach, slaughterhouse vigils, and other forms of direct action.
Slaughterhouse vigils. Jesus Christ.
All of which are impossible via a live stream.
And finally, number one, how can we be sure that the donations will go to Farm Transparency Project?
I don't know anything about that Farm Transparency Project. So let me know in the comment section all about that. All right, let's have a look at the GoFundMe itself and see how it's going. They want $30,000. They have received $4,000. Okay, 81 people have donated. That's not great for you guys. They need it in the week. The fundraiser is hosted by me, Tash's mum. I will be the payer of the bond if enough funds are raised. Oh my God, what are you going on a fucking school excursion, Tash? Here's the thing. There is another way that Tash could raise this money, and it's called hard work. It's called getting a fucking job, Tash. Consider that, perhaps, maybe? I don't know. Have you had jobs before, Tash, or is this just what you've done over the past, better part of a decade for money? The thing is, and a lot of people forget this, is that Tash and her boyfriend, Jack, they make money from selling online adult content. I remember when Tash and I did a podcast together, she told me that after I made a video reviewing her online adult content, she made like 18 grand in 2 or 3 days. So why don't you just, I don't know, get onto a job website, seek whatever jobs websites exist all over the world, and just get a fucking job, Tash. Although I will say this, I discovered something pretty full on that Tash has been doing that people don't see because it was being posted to a smaller TikTok account. The crazy thing about it too is it's so much more vulgar than what she has posted anywhere else that I've seen. Everyone says when you go, oh, Tash Peterson, she does the online adult content, that I'm deliberately saying adult content because YouTube doesn't like the OF word. You don't really see it on Tash's actual Instagram, but she has a second one, a second Instagram, a second TikTok, where she posts all of that too. Strap yourself in, because this is about to get different. But first, ladies and gentlemen, check us out on Patreon. Every single week, you get access to the videos before anybody else, and you get extended uncensored versions of them. For $5 a month, you can thoroughly enjoy that and become a part of the community that supports this channel. Go and see it right now. I'm also on tour. Yeah, these dates in America. Let's go. And here it is. Oh my God. Vegan bacon tastes better without the murder. And obviously it's censored here, but there's Tash sitting on a kitchen counter in what looks like an Airbnb with her legs spread. This is on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. As it zooms in, she has pig ears on and she's eating fake bacon with her legs spread, which seems odd. I don't know why she's doing this. Well, I do know why. What's this? Okay, we got, hang on. Somebody's commented here. Let me pause it. We'll read the comment before we listen to the video. Richard Millington said she's got some big stingray flaps, talking about Tasha's private region.
Oh, Richard. Stingrays are majestic, smooth, and literally glide through life.
What the fuck is this? She's dressed as a cow now and she's got legs spread again. She's got cow shoes on. She's squatting down and being sexual with yogurt. Thanks, Tash, for the visual that nobody wanted. I gotta tell you, these are weird to look at when it's someone you talk that much shit about. Social media is flooded with fake bodies. Here I am. I've never had filler, Botox, implants, cosmetic surgery, body altering procedures, filters, or face/body editing. And she's in a thing shaking her ass. Okay. I guess that's not that full on. That's pretty much what every woman under 30, is she over 30 now, does on Instagram. And there's she's just jiggling her ass as she walks. How fucking, that's different. This is her trying to pay for her defamation suit. This is her trying to get people, this has 66,000 views, this next video. This is trying to get people to her adult content website. What she said here.
I want to show you guys some of my favorite yoga poses.
Okay, she's doing yoga.
So firstly, you're going to have your knees out wide, toes touching. And we're just going to slowly lean forward into that hip stretch.
Tash.
You can be stationary or you can
move down. Like, this is so gross. So you don't want animals exploited, but you'll exploit yourself.
Yep, that feels pretty good.
Okay.
All right, I've got to
pause
together.
It, you know, every couple of seconds because the music in the background might get me done for copyright. But
and now we're going to do a cat-cow pose.
Yuck.
Please don't eat cows. They're sentient beings just like.
Now she's doing more. She's deliberately pointing her, you know, back region at the camera because that's what all strong, beautiful women do. Fucking hell. Okay. I just watched this and the music in the background. I'm a slut. Okay, Tasha's in there and this is literally the song. Are you ready? You ready for the song? This is the song. It says, "Hi, I'm a slut." Wow. Cool, Tash. You're so empowering to women everywhere. And there she is with a t-shirt that says, "Eat pussy, not animals." And she's spreading her legs in a gym on a piece of equipment that trains your glutes. And you can see her camel toe. That's great. I think we get the point. I imagine that's Big Jack's hand. Hey, you got on Jackie Higgs. That's a bit gross. So I don't know if you guys remember this video. This is what happened when she came out of court. I'll play you just to remind you.
I have been convicted with 3 criminal offences as a result of a protest that I did last year at a restaurant who had banned all
vegans.
Yeah,
I'm sure we remember that. But the thing is, she posted something when she got home from being a professional at court. And I remember seeing her in this outfit. I was like, oh, Tash, she looks so professional there. Wow, that's a good look to go to court in. Unfortunately, she got home and then tried to make money out of that event. Here she is taking her clothes off. That's showing off her backside. Now she's on her knees and tying her hair up in a way that you would assume someone is about to, and she just rub. That's fucking weird. All very sexual and all very uncomfortable for everyone that's ever lived. Tash is trying to make money from selling her body online, and that's gross. Tash, I don't respect your vegan ways. I think it's good that you stand up for what you believe in. I think the OnlyFans stuff is gross. I think there's so many better things you could do with your life. I'm sure you and Jack are probably going to one day have children, and then if you have a daughter, you know, she's going to face issues seeing all these images of her mum online in the nude and all this sex stuff. And it's the same with a son. He's people who he goes to school with are going to show him. It's all very confronting, and you're doing it for cash when you could honestly, number one, you could make money, and I'm sure you make money from Facebook and stuff, but you could make money anyway. You could find a way to do it. This is just such a cop-out, and that's what I think these only adult content websites are. They're just a cop-out. Like, it's like, oh, life's too hard. Let's do this the easy way. Fuck that shit. Farewell to Tash Peterson, Vegan Booty, and Jack Higgs, Vegan Higgs. All the very best to you guys in the UK. I assume we're going to get some fantastic content out of you guys over the next couple of months. Until then, be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. Be dick stinks. And I'll see you next time. Toodaloo, au revoir. Bye-bye.